Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday, time for another slice of fresh bread. If you're with me and you've been with me, you know we're in Ephesians. We're in chapter 5, which is part of those three chapters that tell us of our new life, the new life that the elect have in Christ. We've already been told of the blessings that the elect have through Christ in chapters 1 through 3. Now we're told of the new life that we can have in and for Christ. And that's where we are in Ephesians chapter 5. Now today, I want us to take a look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 11 through 21. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead. Christ will shine on you. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Well, here the Apostle Paul again begins to build on this new life, and I confess to you, I feel so out of sorts with myself because I took actually almost 3 years to work through these chapters in preaching through this. So let me just bring out a few things. He says, instead of partaking in the things done in darkness, we need to expose them. We expose them by living differently and speaking differently. And by the way, whenever you walk in the light and whenever you speak the light of the truth or the truth that is the light, whenever you do that, you know what it does? It exposes darkness. Did you know darkness cannot exist when you have light? It's just a fact. What is darkness? It's the absence of light. So if you're in a school, a community, a nation, or wherever you are in which darkness is descending, what do? We shine the light in word and in deed. And when you do, darkness by necessity has to flee. Whether physical darkness or spiritual darkness, it has to flee. What should we do? We need to be careful, he says, about how we walk. Don't be careless. Let me say it again what I said a few days ago. You don't show your confidence in God's grace by carelessness. We certainly are careless because we cast all our cares upon the Lord. But carelessness in walking is not our way. The way of grace is carefulness, so that we make the use of our time. Listen, forget time management. Time manages itself. Manage yourself. Learn how to spend your time in being effective for Jesus Christ. And by the way, don't be foolish. It is the fool that says there is no God. No, we want to walk under the eye of God. That's the way of wisdom. Calling upon the Lord for wisdom from above. We want His wisdom. And by the way, when you get wisdom from God, you don't walk in the addictions of this life. Don't be drunk with wine. We walk filled with the Spirit. It is the Spirit of God we want to control us, not the substances of addiction in this world. We want to be satisfied in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, not distracted by the momentary pleasures of the addictive things of this world, such as those alcoholic beverages. Certainly have their place in this world, but they do not take the place of our God. We don't live to drink. We drink to live. We don't live to eat. We eat to live. We don't live to have sex. Our sex, it belongs in our life in the context of a marriage. So we want to walk with wisdom. And when you do that, you know what's going to happen? You're going to start being a worshiper. You're going to worship the Lord with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And instead of the words of degrading and depravity spoken in private, you're going to have the words of thanksgiving, and you're going to live not in the name of self, but in the name of the Father, in the name of Jesus, and in the name of the Spirit. And you'll see it in relationship, as we live by the love of Christ, under the fear of the Lord and His majesty, we will submit ourselves to one another in the Lord. And by the way, what does that submission look like? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. We'll answer that tomorrow. And where do we start submitting to one another? Right in a family. Where do we start in a family? In a marriage. But today, this has been another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.